Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, there's a lot going on in the world. There may be a lot going on in your life, and you may be wondering, is there any comfort? I want to talk to you a little bit today about comfort. I want to begin with Job 21:34, and most of us know the story of Job. And how many of his comforters, that's in quotes, came and told him things that it wasn't that they were not necessarily true, but they weren't necessarily true about Job. They were accusing him, and instead of comforting him, they were accusing him of sinning and having done something against God. And Job makes this statement in Job 21:34. He says, "How then can you comfort me with empty words, since falsehood remains in your answers?" And you know, it seems like a lot that we get these days in the world particularly is falsehood and empty words, words that have no power, words that can't heal. Sometimes even in the churches, the words are empty in that they're not inspired of God. They're the words that any other motivational speaker would use. You know, I'm not against motivating, but the motivating factor in our life, first of all, has to be the Holy Spirit. He is the only agent of change as far as spiritual change and permanent change goes. But we find everywhere you look, there's a new self-help book about this and that and another thing. And it's a lot of empty words when it comes right down to it. Well, take a look at Jeremiah 6:13. "Because from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. And from the prophet, even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. They have also healed the hurt of my people slightly, saying, 'Peace, peace,' when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush. Therefore they shall fall among those who fall. At the time I punish them, they shall be cast down, says the Lord." And after that is the scripture that says, "Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls." But they said, "We will not walk in it." You know, a lot of times we desire comfort, but we don't want to do what God has said. I want to read this passage in the New Living Translation. Very poignant. It says, "From the least to the greatest, they trick others to get what does not belong to them. Yes, even my prophets and priests are like that. They offer superficial treatments for my people's mortal wound. They give assurances of peace when all is war. Are they ashamed when they do these disgusting things? No, not at all. They don't even blush. Therefore, they will lie among the slaughtered. They will be humbled beneath my punishing anger, says the Lord." And then he says, "So now the Lord says, stop right where you are. Look for the old godly way and walk in it. Travel its path and you will find rest for your souls. But you reply, 'No, that's not the road we want.' He says, 'I set watchmen over you who said, listen for the sound of the trumpet. But you replied, 'No, we won't pay attention.'" So, like I said, even within the many churches, we're finding superficial treatment for mortal wounds. In other words, trying to make people feel better about themselves before they've received Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord is definitely a superficial treatment for a mortal wound. We have got to be confronted. We have got to be challenged about our sin and turn to our Savior. The good news is we have a Savior, and that's Jesus Christ. The true help comes from the Lord, and the true help comes from the Lord when we accept that help and we're obedient to what He says. Jeremiah 8:22. "Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is there no recovery for the health of the daughter of my people?" And from what I understand, Gilead was known for the balm that was made there, saying, "Is there no help for you in a place where there should be healing? Is there not a physician? Will this balm not work for you?" And the point being, the only way that there's going to be health is that when the people return to the Lord. And then Jeremiah goes on to say in the beginning of Jeremiah 9:1, he said, "Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people." They had no recovery. They had no comfort because they had turned away from the Lord. Lamentations 1:1 says, and this is talking about Jerusalem and its affliction. And Lamentations was also written by Jeremiah. says, how lonely sits the city that was full of people. How like a widow is she, who was great among the nations, the princess among the provinces, has become a slave. She weeps bitterly in the night. Her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she has none to comfort her. And all her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. Do you feel like at times that you have what's called fair weather friends? They find you in a rough situation and there's no comfort to be found from them. Well, to a great extent, everybody's concerned about their own situation, their own drama, their own hurt and pain. But there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad? Oh, how happy we are that we have a Savior that never leaves us nor forsakes us nor lets go of our hand. Well, a lot of times it does feel like maybe that he has. If you look in Psalm 119:82, he says, my eyes fell from searching your words, saying, when will you comfort me? For I have become like a wineskin and smoke, yet I do not forget your statutes. Well, the wineskin and smoke shrivels up. Sometimes we feel like all of our strength is gone. We're shriveled up, but yet we're still being exposed to the very thing that's sapping the life out of us. But what we have to remember is that even in the midst of those times, it doesn't mean that God has forsaken us, but he is still God in the midst of those circumstances. I was talking to my sons last night, and I was referencing the scripture that talks about where Jesus said, unless you become as a child, you can't enter into the kingdom of heaven. Well, and how is a child toward his parent? If that parent is there, everything is all right. If they've been hurt or if they're afraid, if they can just get to that parent, and I'm talking about in a normal loving relationship between parent and child, if they can get to that parent, then all is well. Oh, that's the kind of parent we have in our Father God, who, no matter what's going on, he is still God in the midst of us and will bring us out. And we suffer because we don't feel the way about God that a child feels about his parent, because we still worry, we still have anxiety, we're still distressed. And there's the words of that old song, what a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. And what does that mean? That when it's taken there, it's left with him, knowing that he, if it's in his hands, he will take care of it. It's difficult, but we have to do what Psalm 119:50 says. He says, this is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. What's in the word of God? His promises. And along with his promises is revealed his nature and the things that we need to know to be able to rest our faith in him. A very familiar psalm, the 23rd psalm, if you look at verse 4. Says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I want to read that to you, the Amplified. It says, yes, though I walk through the deep sunless valley of the shadow of death, I will fear or dread no evil, for you are with me. Your rod to protect and your staff to guide, they comfort me. Well, a lot of us don't want to be guided, and we get into trouble. But if you want the comfort, you take the rod and the staff. The rod is never used on the sheep. It's used to protect the sheep from the one that would come and try to eat it up. But the staff certainly is. A staff is used to nudge them in the way they should go. The staff is used, the crook of it, to reach down and grab the sheep around the neck and put it where it needs to be. Oh, we have to rest in the rod and the staff, the protection and the guidance that God offers us through Jesus Christ. And finally, in John 16:7, Jesus himself says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And we know that he was talking about himself, that his spirit would now dwell in us. It was with us, but now dwells in us. And his spirit is our comfort. Why? Because he is taking care of everything that we can't take care of. Do you need comfort today? There is a great comforter, and that is the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Christ. Don't let yourself have anxiety, even though you are with someone that can do far beyond what your parents could do. Trust in him, and you will be comforted. Let's pray about this. Father, I thank you that you have not left us comfortless, but you have put your Spirit within us. Help us to learn to trust in you as we live and move and have our being, that we have no anxiety, but only faith in you. Lord, I thank you that you have not forsaken us. You are training us and keeping us and guiding us. And Lord, we want to be sensitive to your voice, sensitive to your direction. And Lord, that we cherish the rod and the staff that you have put in our lives through our great shepherd, Jesus Christ. I thank you that you who have rebuked and exiled the devourer for our sake, so that only your word is manifest in and through us. It is in Jesus' name and authority and under his blood that we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, are you tired of empty words? Then focus your mind and heart on Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. The Word that comes from him is life, because he is life. And he will comfort you. I'm praying for you.